Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 61, Succeeding in Online Publishing. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode is sponsored by nothing. No product, no pitch. No shady link in the bio. I checked, and even my dignity is currently out of stock. Today's episode feels especially personal to me. It's about broadcasting and publishing. And listening to it now in the age of YouTube, podcasts, Substacks, TikTok, all of it. It feels like Earl is reaching his hand out from the past saying, don't make mediocre content. Earl had been a syndicated radio host for decades, and he begins with a bit of humor. He says, if you want to be a radio announcer, there are only two things that are required, a larynx and the ability to read. He jokes that announcing is one of the few jobs where you can get paid for basically doing nothing. But being a great announcer, that is one of the hardest jobs there is, because the moment that someone begins speaking, you can instantly tell whether they've done their homework. The human voice carries depth or it carries shallowness. It carries mastery or it carries bluffing. A great announcer doesn't just deliver the message, he makes the message better. Earl shares two habits that made him successful. First, he always imagined he was speaking with one person at a time. Not an audience, not to the masses, to one individual at a time. That focus came through in his radio broadcasts, and it still applies today. Whether it's a podcast microphone or a YouTube camera, people can feel when you're trying to impress everyone versus when you're trying to help someone. Excuse me. Second, he insisted that you must have something meaningful to say. And that requires input. Reading, he says, is one of the best ways to ensure you have something valuable to contribute. He describes three types of bookshelves in people's homes. The decorative bookshelf, purchased to match the room's decor. The aspirational bookshelf, books bought with the intention to read, but left untouched. And finally, the lived-in bookshelf, dog-eared, worn, underlined, consumed books. Earl says, books are nutrients for the mind. You cannot output depth if you are not inputting substance. Earl then turns to writing and editing. He urges us to eliminate cliches, cut the fluff, remove the excess. He points out that Ernest Hemingway would spend an entire morning refining a single paragraph, making it hard, clean, and fast. Precision is not accidental. He also gives the famous example of two keynote speakers at Gettysburg in 1863. One delivered a long, ornate speech that history barely remembers. The other was Abraham Lincoln. Short, focused, enduring. The lesson? Length doesn't create impact. Clarity does. Earl addresses a common excuse. Oh, I'd like to write, but I'm too busy. He responds that there is no patent on being tired. Everyone, from Shakespeare to Milton to Hemingway, was busy. They were also disciplined. He shares Sinclair Lewis's simple formula for writing. 6 times 1 equals 6. Write 6 days a week for 1 hour a day. At the end of the week, you will have written 6 hours. A writer, he says, is simply someone who consistently puts black marks on white paper. Not someone who feels inspired. Not someone who talks about writing. Someone who writes. Consistency beats drama. Earl closes with a warning that feels even more relevant today. He says that 90% of what most people consume is negative. And when we consistently consume negativity, it shapes our worldview. If we want to create something meaningful, we must be intentional about what we allow in our minds. Input determines output. If we flood ourselves with outrage, we will produce outrage. If we nourish ourselves with depth and optimism, we will create from that place instead. Episode 61 feels like a challenge to anyone who creates. Depth comes from study. Clarity comes from editing. Consistency comes from discipline. And impact comes from speaking to one person with something worth saying. In a world where anyone can publish, the rare thing is not access, it's excellence. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.